North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Surviving yet another night with the shining of my front porch light. I know something's got out of hand between us, holding back tears from our eyes. I don't know all that I have said, but the word goodbye runs through my head. The last thing I remember was waking up to find that you were next.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As I shared with you yesterday, my special guest today is Mackenzie Phipps, singer, songwriter, musician. I actually had the opportunity to see Mackenzie for the first time as we were at the Love from Music City fundraiser. I didn't have an opportunity to speak to Mackenzie, but she was there along with many other singer, songwriter, musicians who were there to support a special effort to support foster children in the Middle Tennessee area and in Haiti. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mackenzie Phipps.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've been really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. What did you think about that event, the fundraiser for Love from Music City?
I thought that was such an awesome experience, and especially a very, very awesome thing to attend, especially with the cause that they were going for. And I also was very excited to meet a lot of very, very talented musicians and songwriters and singers as well. So it was a very, very awesome experience.
One of the founders, Rob Tripp, he's had some health issues lately. His wife, Shanda, had posted about that, so we want to keep Rob in our prayers as he continues to recover. I know that they appreciate those prayers as well.
Yes, I saw her with that post, and I would definitely be praying for him and his health to get better.
Here we are in the holiday season, and of course that can be a difficult time for people as they're dealing with health issues and maybe the loss of loved ones. I know that it's a very hard time for so many as they want to celebrate, they want to be happy, but it can be a challenge to people. So as you share your music, maybe that's something that can make people feel better, give them a positive outlook on the holidays. I know that if somebody has a health issue and it's not changing, there's nothing that is changing that, that can be very difficult for a person. How does it make you feel as a singer, songwriter, musician to think about the fact that maybe something you do in the music business, something that you put out, can help make a person feel better about their life and maybe perspective as they're facing a challenge?
Well, I've always been one of those people where whenever I write songs, they are definitely very, very meaningful to me. I'm one of those songwriters where I can never really write something random. Like, it has to be something very sentimental to me that I feel will touch a lot of the audience's hearts. And I feel as though if my songs can really make a person happy or give them a different perspective in their life or bring them joy, that's all that matters to me, really. Just getting to give them a relatable experience with me as I would have with them. So it's very, very important to me that my audience can relate to my songs and that it can make a difference in their lives and spread love.
And I get that. I actually was able to listen to your song Maybe last night, talking about relationships and the difficulties that people go through with those relationships. I think that song was very fitting for a lot of people as they struggle with some type of disagreement or something that's going on where they may not have the warm fuzzies that they used to have.
Yes, yes. That song really, to me, when I was actually working on it with another songwriter named Shane Begley, when me and him got the idea of working on the song, we were just talking about, you know, sometimes life gives you the hand you're dealt, and sometimes you just have to go with what you have, and sometimes things just don't work out, but you just got to keep persevering and pushing forward and hoping for the best.
Mercy and patience and kindness go a long way sometimes when we're dealing with other human beings, whether that's a relationship with someone that we're supposed to spend the rest of our life with, or with someone at work or a friendship. Some of those things intertwined when we think about, okay, maybe I can do this and it will make this relationship better. And then sometimes there's not anything you can do. And it's one of those things that, like you say, you have to be able to pick yourself up and move on.
Oh, yes. Especially when, you know, you want things to work out so bad, but in the end, it just wasn't meant to be. But at least you can cherish the memories that y'all spent together, or whether it be a relationship or a friendship or anything of the sort, really. I think it's always best to just go about life the best you can. And if some things work out, then that's great. And if some things don't work out, then you just move on and hope for the best.
Speaking of things working out, you're still pretty young. How did you get into the music business? Where did this passion for songwriting come from?
Well, I've always been in a very, very musical family, that's for sure. I had a uncle who actually wrote a lot of songs for various artists such as Alison Krauss and Johnny Cash's brother. And I was always around music my entire life. I started singing when I was 4 back in church. And as I started getting older, I found a passion to want to play the piano. So I had my very first piano lesson when I was 10. And I attended a music school down in Princeton, West Virginia, and got to work with a lot of other kids who had the same passion for music as I did. And I started doing shows when I was about 15 years old. And as times went on, I've started to get into songwriting a lot more now, and especially traveling to different states to do shows. So I guess it's always just been in my blood to do music.
And I guess some people have encouraged you along the way, because it does take that when someone decides that they want to go a particular route, to have someone say, you know what, you have a talent and I think you ought to keep pushing forward.
Yes, I always tell people all the time, you know, it breaks my heart when I hear a bunch of musicians or singers talk about how their family really isn't very supportive in their choice of doing music as a career. And I always tell them that it's very, very important to have family in your corner and friends as well, because it is such a great backing and such a great support system to have, especially when you're at your lows and you feel as though you don't think anything is going to happen in the future, but you have them always pushing you on to do bigger and better things. And I think that it's very, very important to have that support in your corner, especially with family.
I totally agree. And I think about the Mark White Show, and as I look over, and there's an old couch in the front room of our house, and my grandmother used to sit there and she would listen to the show. And when I would come back in, she would tell me some positive things I did, and maybe she would have some suggestions for me. She's no longer here with me, but to have her encourage me and tell me that she enjoyed what I was doing meant a lot. I still ride on the compliments that she gave me. I still move forward with my show, even though she's not here with me, with the words of encouragement that she gave me. So when we think about having someone encourage us, that can actually go a long way. And we don't realize that when we tell someone good job, or we tell someone to keep moving forward, that that could actually last long after we're gone.
Oh yes, definitely. A big person when I was growing up, like I said, I started singing in church when I was four, and that was with my mama. When she took me to church, I'd go over to the piano and I would listen to songs that I'd heard, and I would play them on the piano just by ear. They would just be little simple note songs, and I would start to sing, and she really started to see that I had a voice for singing. And she would take me to her house all the time and have me learn a bunch of songs in the kitchen, just sitting on the table with a hymn book. And she was very, very, very supportive. She's still with me today. Sadly, she has Alzheimer's now, but she's still very, very supportive with my music. Anytime I get the chance to see her, I'll play for her, and she always loves when I sing for her. And my mom and dad and my brother especially have been a very, very big support system as well, especially when, like I said, I'll get in the dumps sometimes and think that there's nothing else going on or that I could do so much more, but they'll always push me in the right direction, especially with my best friend Shane as well, who's my other songwriter that I work with and also the drummer in my band. He is a very, very big aspect in helping me stay on track and is very, very supportive of my music as well. So I definitely would not be where I am today without all of them. I'm very, very grateful to have them in my corner.
And Mackenzie, I think what you're describing is a battle that any person who is a creator has to go through, wondering about what they're supposed to be doing. Is there more? And then also being highly critical of themselves. That's kind of the nature of the beast. But at the same time, when you're out there and you're active, you're still doing things and it is making a difference. And you just have to have those people who are there to say, you're doing okay. You just keep doing what you do. If it's okay with you, Mackenzie, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about a new song called Christmas Snow. I know that we haven't even had Thanksgiving yet, but it is time. Today being the 18th of November, it's not very long until Christmas. And I tell you, these holidays do go by quickly, and so we want to talk about Christmas Snow, and we want to talk about how people can connect with you, okay?
All right.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Mackenzie Phipps, singer, songwriter, musician. Glad to have her here on The Mark White Show. You heard the song Maybe as we introed the show, and you're going to hear Christmas Snow as we begin the next segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Up, find that you were next to me. As I lay here on the hill, and maybe you would see the stars that were shining down on us. Maybe you would see the fire that wasn't burning bright enough. Maybe you would see the cards that we just threw
bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
We got wood on the fire and gifts underneath the tree. Snowflakes falling down. You're sitting next to me. The bitter cold is moved in, but it's warm inside this house. With the moon shining on the mountains through the clouds. I know that this night only comes around once a year, but to see your face tonight has me happy that I'm here. See how
welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest with us, Mackenzie Phipps. You just heard the song Christmas Snow. You'll hear it at the close of the show as well. What a beautiful song, Mackenzie.
Oh, thank you so much. It's kind of funny. When that song came about, it was actually a very, very last-minute project, I will say. Me and Shane actually had about a week to write it. And, you know, we started off with the project and, you know, he's written multiple songs. I can't even count. He probably has 1,000 songs. And I asked him, I was like, do you have a Christmas song that we can work on? He was like, well, no, I've never worked on a Christmas song. So I was like, okay. Well, as me and him started the songwriting process, we came to realize that we were not the best at writing Christmas songs. So my mom was actually talking to us and she was like, you know, I'd like to hear what y'all come up with and stuff. when y'all get it done. So we had had one work day, and it sounds so bad. We could not get anything. We could not get anything written down. And my mom had called and told me she was about to roll in the house. And I was like, we have to leave. We have nothing. We have nothing written. We have nothing going on. So we left, and it came down to the wire of one day before we had to leave to go record the song in the studio. And I texted Shane and I said, all right, you have to come up with something. I was like, you start it, send me what you have, and I will finish it. And from that point on, he sent me what he wrote. I looked at it. I changed a few things. I came up with the music for it. Me and him came together on that last day. We worked all through it. And I was like, you know, this is the best we got. Let's just go in the studio and hope for the best. And when we went in, it came out so, so great. I was so happy with the final product, especially adding that dobro in it. It really added a lot, which the dobro player was actually Rhonda Vincent's dobro player. So that was very, very exciting to have that element added to the song as well.
Yes.
But I was so, so glad that it turned out better than I had ever anticipated it being.
Well, look, you know, Christmas songs, they can last and last. And you've heard many singers who have had Christmas hits, and every season that song will come back. So hopefully Christmas Snow will be one of those that people, it's a go-to Christmas song for the holiday season.
Yeah, I really, really do hope so. I think it's very different from a lot of the other Christmas songs that I've heard, I could say, because, you know, I like listening to the Christmas songs that are, of course, very, very upbeat, very dance-like. But I feel as though this one, especially when I let a lot of other people listen to it, they were saying it kind of gives off like a Hallmark vibe, like with the Hallmark movies and stuff. And I think it's because it's very love-oriented, the whole song, and it's very newer sounding. And I especially liked adding the country element into it, because I feel like you don't hear enough country Christmas songs, or at least I haven't, at least. But I definitely think it'll give a different twist to the Christmas song meaning.
Absolutely. And how did you come up with the concept of basing Christmas Snow on love and relationship? How did that even come about?
Well, when Shane had sent me what he had first came up with in that first verse and the chorus, I went off of what he had written, and I was like, okay, well, we can kind of make this into a love song, and we can make it into a kind of warm feeling song that really gets intimate with people and touches their hearts as well. So as I started coming up with it, I was just thinking of if I was put in the position, what I would do, especially in that song, and what other people I feel would do, especially with love.
And we talked about Love from Music City. We talked about their fundraiser for foster kids. What are some things that are passions of yours when it comes to giving back to the community and finding opportunities and ways to help?
I absolutely love helping animals, especially with my music. I've been working on a project with my local animal shelter. There was a pit bull, and his name is Swanson, and he's such a little cutie, but he has some very, very serious health problems. They think that he was actually put in a cage when he was a puppy, and it was a really small cage, and as he grew, he had no room to grow, which then resulted in his back getting very messed up, as well as his back legs. So they've been doing some physical therapy on him and trying to raise money for him. And I've always been an animal lover. I've loved animals ever since I was a little girl and got my first dog when I was 4. So when I saw that he needed donations, I was more than happy to try to help as much as I can to raise money for him, especially with his surgeries. I'm very, very passionate about just helping animals as well, and also just helping around my community. So those are two very, very important things for me.
I think that's great, Mackenzie. And of course, in your position, as you travel around the country and you have an opportunity, you have a voice, and you can use that for things that you're passionate about, it does help your community. I received a pair of socks the other day from John's Crazy Socks. John has Down syndrome, and he's in Long Island, New York. Him and his dad have John's Crazy Socks, Mark and John Cronin, and they sent me some animal rescue socks. And so they actually produce socks that have a meaning, and they do this for causes. And I thought it was interesting, as you mentioned, your love of animals, that I have a pair of animal rescue socks. So you might want to look into that. You can support that. They actually support Special Olympics with their sock business. But when we all find something that we're passionate about, something that we can help others, I think that makes a difference and an impact in our life, especially as when you described when maybe you're critical of yourself or thinking that you're not in the right place. I think if we look at what we're doing for other people, that can really encourage because we're thinking outside of ourselves.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And that is so awesome to hear about those rescue socks. I will definitely have to look into those. But I'm just very passionate about so many different things, especially like I told you with my mama who is suffering from Alzheimer's. You know, she's always been one of those people in my lives where I look at her as a second mom. I had actually written a song about her because people with relatives or friends who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's know that some days they have really good days and some days they have very bad days. And I had brought my mama over one day to take her out for her birthday, and it happened to be a bad day. And it's a very, very stressful time just to see her struggle so much. So I started to come up with a song that I had written, which is called Life's Game, which will be out hopefully in the spring, in April. But I'm working on a project with that, especially with Alzheimer's centered, because I started to realize as I wrote the song, there's really not many songs centered around Alzheimer's or dementia or anything of that sort. And I feel as though a lot of people are affected by that. And I wanted to just shine light on that experience for people, and especially with people struggling if they have a relative who just got diagnosed with it or it's something they've been dealing with for years. So I'm very, very excited to be dealing with that project as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mackenzie, because that was going through my head, how a songwriter has a grandmother with Alzheimer's and the inspiration that can come from that, you know, because I want you to enjoy those beautiful moments that you will have with your grandmother, even though she's going through that herself. And I had a good friend, his name was Gene Smythe, and he was very good to me as a child, and he was like a second father to me, and he did have Alzheimer's as well. But I would go and visit him at the assisted living, and he would share the same stories, and I would just listen, and I would bring up things that I knew he would be able to talk about, you know. And I enjoyed, even through his Alzheimer's battle, I enjoyed those moments with him. So I'm glad to hear that you can still connect with your grandmother and have those special moments, and that you're also thinking about other people who are going through that. And you're right, there's not a lot of songs out there that deal with Alzheimer's and dementia. So you're on the right track with that, I think, for sure. And I'm looking forward to your work on that song.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope it touches a lot of people's lives, because the people that I have let listen to it, they've all been very, very shocked, and they've been very, very touched, I definitely know. So I just hope I can shine some light on this touchy subject.
Well, one of the keys for people to hear that song in the future is to stay connected to Mackenzie Phipps, and I want you to be able to share how you want people to connect with you, how you want them to find your music, and stay connected moving forward throughout your music career.
Yes, most definitely. So if you want to look up my Facebook music page, all you have to do is just go under Facebook and type in Mackenzie Phipps, and it will be listed under Pages. You can go on my Instagram, which is MackyP143, so it's MackyP143, or you can go to my website, which is MackenziePhippsMusic.com, and I also have videos on my YouTube page. All you have to do is just look up Mackenzie Phipps, and y'all will find me, but hopefully I'll get to interact with y'all and our paths will meet one day. That'll be great.
Excellent. Mackenzie, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about your song Maybe, to share about Christmas Snow, to share about your relationship with your grandmother and what she's facing with Alzheimer's, and just to have a chat about how we can help others, a life of service. And I really appreciate the fact that you were able to join me today, Mackenzie.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really, really had an awesome time getting to talk with you about everything that's been going on in my life and getting to hear about some interesting things in your life as well. So I really appreciate you having me on here today.
Thank you, folks. Mackenzie Phipps, I hope you'll check her out. We're recognizing difference makers here on the Mark White Show, like Mackenzie Phipps and her grandmother and those who have given a positive direction to her and her life. And we appreciate those who are those kinds of difference makers in our lives. If this show is making an impact on your life, I hope you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
We got love and Christmas, we got each other and some snow.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.